Let's get a little offense going here. Let's talk about a wide receiver route tree. Now, you'll see 9 different routes up here on the actual tree. Are those the only 9 routes that a receiver will run? No, but the verbiage in the NFL dictates we've got to have a way to tell a wide receiver what to do quickly. So if we tell a wide receiver, hey, run a 7 route, or run an 8 route, run an 8, or we're going to run 4-78, the 4, the 7, and the 8 all refer back to the route tree. That tells a wide receiver what to do. Learn these 9 routes, then you can learn everything that comes off of that. What's a chair, what's a bench, what's a drive, what's a return, what's an arrow. There are a lot of different routes that we won't get into that are in the route tree. But this is the foundation for every single wide receiver. And they're numbered. And we'll just go right around. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then the ever-famous DeAndre Hopkins' favorite route, the 9 route. Any route that breaks to the outside, sideline, numbers. Anything going to the outside is going to end up being odd. Odd, outside. Odd, outside. If you're going inside, it's going to be an even route. Even number. Okay? Well, I don't know. Inside, even. If you can remember that odd is outside, then you can remember the reverse, right? I would think you can do that. You pass fourth grade math. Yes, you can. So, 1, flat route. 3-step, boom. We're going to throw that ball quickly. That's out of our really quick passing game. 3 and 5 are going to look pretty similar. So, sometimes you won't see a lot of teams that will run the 5. If they want to run an outbreaking route with some depth to it, they'll run more of the 3 because they're running away from the defensive back. Or they'll want to get to a number 7 because that's a better pass route against maybe a cover 2. Cover 3 is a comeback. You hear that a lot. You hear your announcers talk about that. This guy is going to make it in the NFL if he can throw the deep comeback. Well, that's the route we're talking about. The 5 is directly an out pattern. You might run that some based on coverage, but 3 and 5 are pretty similar. A lot more guys are running 3s than 5s. But 7 is a really popular route. Call it the corner route. Some people used to call it the flag route. If you're old school or a little bit older than me, you call that a flag route. That's a corner. Not every route is going to look straight line and go. When you're running different routes, you're going to try and sell it in different ways. The point is, you're going to try and get to that particular area of the field. So if I'm running a 7 route, it might actually look something like this. Come here, start there, and boom. Well, that doesn't look like that. The spirit of it is, we're going to run a corner route. We're trying to get to the same spot on the field as we do right here. On the inside, quick slant. That's a 2. 4, curl route. 6 is a dig. Pretty popular route. That's a route that Andre Johnson will run all day long. That's a good one. 8 is a post route. And that one can take on a lot of different forms. And I'll get to that in a second. And 9 is go route. One of the favorite routes of the Oakland Raiders way back in the day, 999, all go. Some teams actually called it 999 all go, which was somewhat redundant because 999 says everybody take off deep. Those are routes we like. We like seeing guys go deep down the field. Now, that 9 can be a stutter and go 9. It might be I'm going to run right at Jay, and then all of a sudden I'm going to break down, get that cornerback to break on me, and then boom, I'm going to go behind him. So these can all take on different forms. And one of them is the 8 route. You'll hear this term, what's called a bang 8. Well, that's taking a post route and a 9 route and kind of marrying the two together. It's not quite a 9, it's not quite an 8. It kind of splits the difference right here. It's what we call a skinny post. Skinny post and a bang 8 are the same thing. So we can take an 8 and say, I'm going to run a skinny 8, or I'm going to run a bang 8. That was the terminology used by Sid Gilman a long time ago, back in the 60s, when the passing game was essentially invented in professional football. He called it a bang 8. The bang 8 can take on a lot of different forms. It can be quicker. It can be a little bit deeper. Just depends on some of the coverages that you see. But this was also a route that North Turner and Dallas Cowboys made famous to Michael Irvin, the bang 8 or the skinny post. This is the route tree. If you know these 9 right here, you got a pretty good opportunity. Just remember, your odd routes to the outside. Side routes, even. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The rest of the routes, well, that's our advanced course down the road. Appreciate you watching Houston Texans Television. I'm John Harris.